There are many here this evening who will remember the Pathé films that used to be shown in the movie theaters before the feature, because many of us, well, nobody had television when Pathé films began, and you could see the major events of the world and of the United States in little clips. And if you Google the Pathé film for the Pius XII and the definition of the dogma of the Assumption of Mary into heaven, it's there on Google, the Pathé film that was shown in all the theaters. And it's especially interesting because on the vigil of the declaration, the holy year ended on November 1st with that declaration ceremony in the Vatican Basilica. But the night before, there was a candlelight procession from St. Mary Major to St. Peter. And in that candlelight procession, they carried the icon of our Blessed Mother, the Savior of the Roman people. And that's the most important and significant image of Our Lady for the Roman people themselves. And there in that candlelight procession from St. Mary Major to St. Peter's, they prayed and they offered thanks to God for the new Eve, Mary, the Mother of God. This dogma has become for us the symbol of hope for the harvest of souls at the end of time. Our thoughts are directed to heaven, and as we gaze toward heaven, the Church proposes the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary assumed into heaven as the promise of what we hope to share in the heaven of her Son. The dogma of the Assumption proclaims that after her earthly pilgrimage was done, she was assumed bodily into heaven. That is, no corruption of her body was allowed to take place. She who had contained the author of life in her womb was herself preserved from bodily corruption at the end of her life on earth. She who was the Ark of the Covenant on earth becomes the Ark of the Covenant in the paradise of heaven. No decay of the flesh was allowed to touch her body. The Virgin now reigns in the eternity of heaven as queen. She enjoys the incorruptible, resurrected body of the redeemed in splendor, in light. Her earthly body is assumed into heaven without corruption and is now transformed into the glorified body of the saints in heaven. She has been gathered into the harvest of heaven, and we hope to follow her when our earthly pilgrimage has ended. We say that Mary is the perfect disciple and the model of the Church. And when we think of Mary, we could think of her in relationship to the Lord's Prayer, because she is presented to us as a model of discipleship, and we can see in her life a perfect obedience to the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Let's take a moment and consider how she lived the Lord's Prayer, how she crushed the head of Satan by its power and its author. The Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father who art in heaven," and Mary was always aware of the hand of her Creator in her physical life and the material world around her. But she was even more aware of the author of life who created the life of God in her. She gave life in her womb to the author of life. She gave from her physical body the elements that became the physical parts of her Son. He who created her now receives life from the creature he made. He who is the author of life receives life from the woman to whom he gave life. And in this profound mystery, the head of Satan is crushed again and again. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is Jesus Christ. Where he is, there is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God literally came to dwell in her body. We stand in awe before this mystery. In joy, we pray with the church, Hail to you, O Virgin Mother, He whom the whole world could not contain, being made man, shut himself up within your womb. As for doing the will of God on earth as it is in heaven, we remember what Jesus said about who is his mother and family. Who are my mother and my brothers, he said, the one who does the will of God. In another place, Jesus says about the true disciple, the one who hears the word of God and keeps it in his heart. No one more than Mary, and she perfectly, kept the word of God in her heart. She obeyed the will of God as she so marvelously replied to the angel, Let it be done to me according to the plan of God. Her fiat, her acceptance, crushed the head of Satan. Give us this day our daily bread. One can imagine the thoughts of the Virgin as she took the flour from her jar and made bread for her family. She was content with the house at Nazareth and the simple life she led. She did not pursue money, power, jewels, or the spa treatments of Vegas. She was the mother of the richest man in the world, her son, the creator of the material world. She was the mother of the most powerful person in the world, who made heaven and earth and holds them in being. What did she need jewels for, since she was adorned with the beauty of holiness? No, Mary found her joy in God alone and the providence of God in the simplicity of daily life at Nazareth. And in this daily life, she crushed the head of Satan. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The sinless Virgin was preserved from all stain of sin from the first moment of her conception. She never experienced separation from the life of God. But what strength it must have taken to support her son as he endured the physical suffering, the emotional suffering, the spiritual suffering of his passion and death. She joined herself to him during those hours. She shared his purpose. She knew this was the cost to be paid for the world's salvation. She stood with him at the cross. She loved him through it all. And with him, she shared in crushing the head of Satan. Her mother's heart must have been broken by the ridicule heaped upon him as he hung upon the cross. But what deep joy must also have been hers when she heard her son speak from the cross, Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. There at that moment, Mary, the mother of God, was given to us as our mother, and through eternity she loves us, and this is the foundation of our novena prayers. She supports us. She strengthens us. She helps us to embrace the forgiveness of our sins by embracing the heart of her son. Mary helps us to trample upon the head of the serpent, crushing it. With her son and the church, she deprives Satan of his victory. And when we are tempted, our prayer of intercession to Mary can free us from the snares of the enemy, and we too can crush his head. When we suffer physically, she helps to ease our way. And she gives us trust and confidence in God. And then in our suffering, we crush the head of Satan. Whenever we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, we pray with confidence, for where she has gone, we hope to follow. Our Lady of Lourdes, O Mary, assumed into heaven,